You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's hang out. Let's hang out.
Welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Let's Dumb.
So a lot of you who listen to this podcast know we talk all the time about a little gay mecca just down the way from me in Boston. It's very, very close. Just to drive away.
It's queer, it's quirky, and it's always a good gay time. That's right, we're talking about Provincetown.
Lee, I'm so excited. I don't know if you know this, I have a gay aunt.
I've never heard about your gay aunt. Tell me about gay aunt Meg.
My gay aunt Meg, she used to live in P-Town for years. So I've been going to Provincetown since I was like 5 years old. I remember the first time I went to my first drag show in P-Town when I was like 10. And it was life-changing. I mean, I don't think I'd be the gay I was today without Provincetown. If you have never been to P-Town, you definitely need to plan a trip.
And there's so many opportunities to go. There's Single Women's Weekend, Girl Splash, Family Week, Carnival, and honestly, just a ton more. There's things going on all year round.
One year, I accidentally stumbled upon Bear Week. Clearly not for me, but you know what? I still had a blast with all of the bears at the pool. But my favorite time I've been is all of the Memorial Day weekends, but it is the biggest lesbian takeover on the East Coast, Memorial Day weekend in P-Town, and it's
incredible.
The best.
Maybe we'll have to plan a Les Hangout P-Town retreat sometime.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
But in the meantime, make sure that you sashay your way to ptowntourism.com.
That's where you can find the official guide to Provincetown at ptowntourism.com. Cannot wait to see you there.
Let's hang out.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where you can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We want to let you all know that we are still planning our Trova trip to Croatia. We have 11 people signed up so far, and we have 3 more early bird spots that are being subsidized by one of our beautiful patrons. So thank you so much for that. If you want to join our trip, you can do that at bit.ly/lesdocroatia.
We also want to remind everyone that in season 6, we are putting up new bonus episodes for our Patreon supporters every month. We have 5 out already, and our last one was on Chasing Amy. Our next one is coming up on January 30th. It's going to be on Everything Everywhere All at Once. So if you just need a little bit more Let's Hang Out in your life, you just want to hear more of our thoughts, all of the thoughts that Ellie and I have on all the gay things, you're going to want to make sure you check that out. You can join our Patreon at bit.ly/lespatreon.
This week is a very big week for us. We are recording our Should Have Been Gay live episode for our 100th Should Have Been Gay.
Wild. Wild.
Insanity. That is at least 100 hours of Should Have Been Gay. Sometimes more than an hour per episode. But this week on Wednesday night, we're going to be joined by Devin Hales and Bethany Brown to talk about Wednesday and the School for Good and Evil. It's going to be really fun. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can get your tickets at bit.ly/SBG100live. And it's going to be on Zoom, so you can log in from anywhere to hang out with us.
In the Greater Liz universe, we want to let everyone know that Saran Jones really just bringing it all for the gays these days. Just posted that she is putting up another play that's gay. It's about two gay Californians, and it's basically, it feels like it's a play that's told about their whole kind of love story, but told in little vignettes, like out of order, like chronological order. So I don't know much about it, but it's called Spy for Spy, and regardless, we're just here for Saran Jones continuing to do all the gay things. Incredible.
Speaking of gay things, has everyone seen the new Clue? Because there is some... Also, most of the characters on that board are gay. Let's be real.
Yes.
But the chef in particular.
Super dykey chef.
So gay.
Yeah.
Like, so gay. Were you the one who wrote on her Twitter, yes, chef?
Yes.
You would?
Yes, I was. Listen, I cannot be blamed for that. Like, that chef has a trail of brokenhearted women in her wake, mm-hmm. okay?
That is a Shane chef if I've ever seen one.
Oh, God, she really is. Also, in the Greater Liz universe, Sarah Paulson made a post for Helen Taylor's birthday, and I actually didn't see this, Ellie, so what did it say?
It was the cutest thing imaginable.
They always are.
It was just about, like, how much she loves her and how she has impacted her. Like, it was basically, like, I have been changed for good.
Amazing.
But, like, from Sarah Paulson to Helen Taylor. It was beautiful. Lesbian love is real, and that's it.
I didn't see her birthday post. I did see all the clips, though, of, God, who was Sarah Paulson talking to recently, where it was like she was doing some interview with, like, some other actress, and she was like, oh, but, like, you're not my type. You're, like, you'd have to be, like, 50 years older or something.
I think, was it with Kate Blanchett?
Maybe. I don't remember. It was just, I just remember seeing the clips all over the place and dying laughing. So, A+ job, Sarah Paulson. That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 98th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode... Marriage is what brings us together.
There's honestly so many options you could have done for this intro.
It was a real tough choice.
As you wish. My name is Nico Montoya. Montoya, you
I should
my
have. Yeah, I should have done the whole monologue.
You know?
Listen, I went with my heart. Okay?
And that, honestly, I should have expected that from you. It was perfect. So, to those of you who don't know, we are talking about The Princess Bride today. Super excited. And we have a very special guest with us today, Kendall Payne. Kendall, welcome.
Hey, sup, sluts. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you can.
You are allowed to say whatever you want.
It's okay because it's true.
I'm just going to storm off in outrage.
I don't know you guys at all, and my first addressing of you was that you're sluts.
I like the confidence.
It's weird because you didn't know, but then you knew. Like, you saw into our souls.
Yeah.
I say that as Lee is, like, the most...
fully, like, monogamous. Yes. I could see that in her.
But that's why it means so much to me. No one ever
Lee,
calls
have
me
you
a
ever
slut.
Been called a
you
slut
just,
in your whole
you
life?
Knew what my soul needed. Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of types of slut. You could be a monogamous slut, and that is sort of... my friends in college, I used to call them monogamous whores because they would just get into these relationships over and over again. I was like, you're being a whore for monogamy, and it's gross, and I hate you.
That would have been me. I would have been that friend.
That is me.
That's fair.
Definitely. So you're a monogamous slut, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Also...
I just derailed this whole podcast
it's perfect.
Seconds.
This has set the scene for what's going to be a great episode. For those of you listening, we want to tell you who Kendall is.
Please.
Kendall Payne is a queer filmmaker and stand-up comedian based in Brooklyn, New York. Kendall, I think you were recommended to us by Carolyn from Dyking Out.
Oh, love Carolyn.
So, Slay. Super excited about that. if Carolyn says you're great, then of course you're going to be great.
A recommendation we trust.
Yes. So true. Yeah, I've been to Carolyn's house upstate. We're actually kind of good friends, to be honest with you. So if she didn't give me a glowing recommendation, that would be actually sort of a
rude. Yeah, we'll tell you the real deets afterwards, you know.
Yes. But you also have a comedy show that you do monthly in New York as well, right?
I do, yeah, at Union Hall. It's called Slumber Party. It's on Instagram at Slumber Party NYC. I host that with Jess Henderson, who's also a stand-up comedian in Brooklyn. Both of us have been on Diking Out many a time. So yeah.
Well, we're super happy to have you here at Les Hangout.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And to talk about an absolute classic. I feel like we say that jokingly,
but this
so
is like the
times.
Classic to end all.
Dude, but this is so real. Like, what a iconic classic film,
dude.
Bride.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. And up until today, you know, I always thought, like, yeah, of course, The Princess Bride doesn't pass the Bechdel test. But what I realized today was that there are two women in the whole film. Like, there's film.
Also the woman that screams at her during the dream.
Oh my god. Okay, wait. That's
oh my god.
That's just why, because she's
repulsive.
Lesbian. She's a lesbian, and that's actually canon.
That do you think
wow,
that
queer
that's
erasure.
Her, do you think that's
right
a fairy gay mother? Like definitely. In the dream, she's like, you cannot marry this man. You must marry your lesbian lover.
Listen, who but a fairy gay mother would come out with Queen of Putrescence? Like
literally, that is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
We will get to that. We have to do our IMDb synopsis first, but I definitely want to talk about that, like, straight up hag.
Like, literally.
That is the definition of a hag.
Queer okay. icon. Lover. Okay, our IMDb synopsis for anybody who's not familiar with The Princess Bride, God help you, is as follows. While homesick in bed, a young boy's grandfather reads him the story of a farm boy turned pirate who encounters numerous obstacles, enemies, and allies in his quest to be reunited with his true love.
Perfect. What do we think about this synopsis? Do we feel like it's an accurate representation of the film?
It didn't do anything for me personally. Mm-hmm. It didn't like the movie is so like emotional and like so much more than like a grandfather telling a story. Like it's giving everything. And for me, that synopsis gave nothing.
Nothing.
So do it one better, Kendall. What would be your gay synopsis for this movie?
I mean, I feel like if I had to like go with like... If I had to like turn this movie gay sort of in general, I'd be like, okay, three dykes. Like, first of all, Fezzik, Inigo, and Vicente.
Yes. Yes.
The three of them would be dykes for sure. Yes. Like, they're just like a gaggle of dykes, right? So like a gaggle of dykes kidnaps Princess Buttercup, who is closeted but about to marry a prince. And they kidnap her, but it's actually like plot twist. She wants to be kidnapped and she's here for it. And then her ex-lover comes and sort of causes a lot of drama and chaos, sapphic chaos, if you will. And, you know, I think it would just sort of spiral like downhill as you wish from there.
As you wish. When I was watching my rewatch today, I'm watching it and my girlfriend's like, texting next to me, that scene when they're falling down the hill.
Yeah.
Look, this is my favorite part.
It's the best part of the movie. I had the exact same experience with my girlfriend when I showed her this movie for the first time because she hadn't seen it. And
she
I was like,
seen it?
She had never seen it.
Oh my God.
And literally, immediately, and this is a spoiler. So if anybody's like listening to this and hasn't seen the movie, like go see the movie. Sorry to take over your podcast. I'm like, pause the podcast.
Leave. Stop listening right now. No, we do that too many times. What were we doing the other day, Lee?
The Handmaiden.
We did an episode about The Handmaiden, which hasn't come out yet. But every 5 minutes, I was like, if you haven't seen this movie, please stop. Like, I don't want to ruin this beautiful film for you.
We're an hour and 30 minutes into the episode, and Ellie's like spoiler alert.
At the end of the episode, I'm like, goodbye. Yeah, stop this podcast.
All of your episodes are probably spoilers.
This movie came out in 1987. Okay. It's okay to spoil
That's
it.
That's actually so true. That's so true.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations on spoilers? To me, I think it's 35 years.
35 years is enough.
Okay, great.
I mean, almost 36 by the time this episode comes out, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she immediately knew that the Dread Pirate Roberts was Wesley. And I was like, that's like a huge
Carrie
reveal.
Elvis looks like how Carrie Elvis. Yeah. Like, you can't put a mask on him.
Okay, I guess.
Tiny mustache and you can't see his eyes. Like, clearly he looks completely different.
And then I realized, I was like, I was a child when I watched this movie. So it was a big reveal for me as a child, but she's an adult who sort of knew exactly what he looked like.
And face shapes. Yeah.
And I was like, as you wish, it's Wesley. And she was like, shit.
She's like, he talked once. And I was like, Carrie Elvis still, I
perfect.
See.
Yeah.
Is this how Superman fools everyone? Is like, they're actually all like 6 years old.
Yes.
And he's like, glasses. No one knows it's me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like literally
it's exactly the same.
Whoa.
Incredible. Okay. Here's my gay synopsis. I wrote a gay synopsis for The Princess Bride just as is. Okay. My gay synopsis for this movie is it's a veritable race to the bottom as every man in this movie tries to out-gay the rest. Maybe grandpa was the real gay agenda all along.
Yes.
Okay,
that was beautiful.
That's a sleigh. And honestly, I didn't think about it as them all being faggots, but now
they literally all are.
It is all, they're all gay. And that's why there's all men in this movie, because they're all gay for each other.
Listen, I'm saying is drop RuPaul in the middle of this movie and it's a totally different movie all of a sudden.
Literally. Slay. Okay.
It doesn't pass the Bechdel test, but it's because it's a gay man's film.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, together for me now. Yeah.
And if we were going to have a girl in here, princess.
Literally.
Buttercup.
Yeah. It's the gayest name.
It's a drag name.
Princess Buttercup is a drag queen. And that is so, that's. Period.
It explains everything.
Yeah.
Lee, I also took a very a more narrow view of the gayness, but I really saw one of the more beautiful love stories that I think I've ever witnessed in film, and that is this. Gay Prince Humperdinck and his true love, Rugen, must get Humperdinck publicly married to throw the public off of his gay ass and kill his beard on their wedding night. So they can finally be together in their gay palace with their custom-built sex dungeon.
I mean, yes.
You guys really just changed the whole movie for me.
Right?
I'm sorry, but...
You were looking at it, and then you're like, wait.
Wait.
Like, this has completely shifted.
Wait, is the six-fingered man Ruben? Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The six-fingered man.
They're in love.
Man.
Oh, my
God.
They're
in love. The guy's name is literally, Humpadick, right? Like, that's not just me. Like, his name.
Humpadick.
Yes. Like, it's right there. It was in our faces the whole time.
It was there the whole time, and we missed it. And it's... crazy.
Who wrote this movie? Are they gay?
Okay, you know who also is gay in it though is Fezzik and Inigo Montoya.
Yes. They're in love.
Like, they literally are in love. They have they ride away on horses together at the end of the movie.
It's a double date.
Before we get, we're like at the end of the movie already. Before we get there, you rewatched this because your girlfriend or your girlfriend hadn't seen it when you watched it for this.
No, I didn't even watch it for this. I was just like a couple months ago. I was like, you have to see this.
Just
movie.
Hadn't seen
my
it.
Favorite
okay.
movie. Yeah.
So, what is your background? What's your experience with the movie?
Okay, so I watched this movie when I was like 6 years old, and it is not appropriate for a 6 year old, but I was raised by two parents who were working. And so I would go to my friend's house, and her mom was kind of like, after school, I would go to her house, and her mom was just one of those moms who was just like, fast and loose. You know what I mean? Like, did not have any rules. It was a free for all constantly. And somehow we just like watched this movie over and over again. And I just like fell in love with it. I think it's the funniest movie. And my friend who was there would always be terrified of the ROUSs. I remember that very vividly. And then like, it's just been like one of my favorite films. I don't know. I just think it's one of the funniest movies there is. And I feel like it's not really branded as a comedy. And like, ultimately it is like a fucking comedy.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. The whole movie is stupid and it's full of like incredible lines. Like, you guys have already said like almost all my favorites, but there's so many more. Like, it is so stupid. It's a stupid movie. Yeah.
But it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's like perfect in its stupidity.
Yeah.
What about you, Ellie? Because Kendall, I don't know how old you are, but Ellie, I can confidently say this movie's older than you. So
yes.
What was your experience with this movie?
Similar. I've definitely seen it like a bunch and agree. I cannot tell you the first time I saw it though. I actually think I might have seen it for the first time in college even, which is like, it was not really a childhood movie for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because like, I don't know, like maybe it just like wasn't like a movie that my parents watched. Do you know
when
what I mean?
When did this movie
like
come out?
1987.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you two perfect things, iconic things that entered the world in 1987. The Princess Bride. And
you. I knew
yeah.
it. I don't perfect. Even know you, but I knew it was you.
Knew it. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it wasn't really a movie that we watched in our house. Like, my family is like, even honestly, we were watching even more inappropriate films than The Princess Bride. Like, the movies that, like, I watched as a kid were, like, Scary Movie. Do you know that? Like, the spoof Scary
yeah.
Movie? The Hot Chick was a movie that we constantly watched. For Christmas, we watched 8 Crazy Nights. Like, we were watching, like, the most, severely inappropriate films. Like, all those, like, rated, like, Road Trip. Like,
but not The Princess Bride.
But not
That's so
the
sad
Princess
to
Bride.
Me.
But I started watching it in college. I feel like a friend showed it to me because they were like, this is the best movie ever. And when I saw it, I was like, you're correct. And since then, like, I just continuously, it is like a comfort film.
It's like, totally a comfort film.
If I want to watch something that's just going to be like silly, make me laugh. Like I said, like when they're rolling down the hill, like I still crack up. Like the entire exchange where he's talking about the poison.
Oh yeah, it's so good.
That like
so good.
Is a masterclass in just like comedic comedy, like a comedic monologue. It's perfect.
My favorite line of the film is when he's like, no more rhymes and I mean it. And Fezzik goes, anybody want a peanut?
Yes.
Like, that is the stupidest, funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's yeah. so dumb and so funny. Billy Crystal is the guy at the end, right? The Miracle Max. Like, the dungeon assistant who like coughs up a lung and then is like, oh sorry, here's my real voice. Like, there's so many like stupidly
yeah.
funny
yeah it's
bits.
So good, so
like,
good,
it's so good. And so yeah, and for this I watched it again today so I could just like have it fresh and watch it with some gay eyes. But yeah, I think I love it. I mean, it's like just a classic to end all classics. How about you, Lee?
I mean, I also feel like I watched it pretty young, and we like I saw this movie a ton. I hadn't watched it in years. That's why I was like, this is another one where I owned this on DVD myself and like broke out the DVD to watch it for this, which was fun. But I hadn't watched it in a really long time. And Kelsey and I were watching it and I was just like, what a+ perfect film. Like, it just, especially for how old it is to like still hold up.
The test of time, right?
Like, just it, this is still so good. It's so funny.
Its only issue is that it does not. It actively fails the Bechdel test.
Yes. Well, sure, but, sure, sure. But it's still, well, but it's
no
just,
notes.
Like, the comedy,
other than that. No
the
notes.
Comedy in it, the way that they commit despite the production value is like so perfect to me. Like, there's just something about watching Wesley and Inigo up on the top of the cliffs, like flinging themselves about onto the very obvious like crash pads underneath them, you know, and like watching Wesley wrestle like the RUSs in the forest. And you're just like, this is the stupidest, most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And like, I love it. I love it so much. It's such a good movie. It's so funny. Like, we were watching it and Kelsey kept laughing at me because it's like, I kept having to like say each line, like as they're, you know, as they're coming up, like all the stupid lines that like, same thing where I'm like, this is just like a nothing line, but it makes me laugh every time. And like, and they're just there. Like, this movie is just like permanently in my brain. Like, you just can't escape some of these lines.
Wait, there's one other, well, there's so many, but the one that really got me again today was when she's like, you've been so kind to me, but I'm never going to see you again because I'm going to be killing myself when I get into the suite.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, well, yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Kiss me. You're like, what is happening?
Well, or like the ones, like some of the stupid ones that kill me are like, I don't know why. I always think it's so I just think half the time Andre the Giant talks in general in this movie. Yeah, I love it. But the one that kills me is at the end when he's like, oh, and I thought like there's four of us if we ever find the lady. Hello, lady. I'm like, it's such a good line. It's such a good line. And it's like the delivery of everything is so perfect.
How can we've gay synopsied. I don't know how you say that. We have done our gay synopses. Let's talk more about how we could actually make it super gay. So I'm curious, Kendall.
Yeah.
So we have the like lesbian trio. Let's just dive more into how could we make that work with this new lesbian Princess Bride film.
Well, I mean, like for me, Wesley is kind of a mask dyke. Like the hair is giving mask lesbian. And so for me, like that is already sort of just there. Honestly, I've sort of changed my mind based on you guys's IMDb synopsises, which slapped so hard. And I do feel like Fezzik and Indigo are a gay couple, Inigo. And so in many ways, I kind of want them to stay that. And also, Vicini is also really gay.
Oh, Vicini is so gay.
So like, gay. So gay. So for me now, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not a gaggle of dykes and more so a gaggle of gay men. And they are saving the lesbian to go be with her masked lover, who's also masked.
Oh, a masked mask.
A masked mask. I like mask.
That. Masked mask.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wait, has anyone done that? You know how they're like, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf. You mask on a mask.
Yeah. Tweet it now. Go quick.
Go before someone steals it.
Yeah. A masked mask. Yeah. So for me, also for me, like true love, that's gay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Also the version of true love that they give us in this also, like, let's just dive a little bit into like Wesley and Buttercup's love story, right?
Literally.
This love story, if Leslie is a masked lesbian, right? This lesbian has said three words. Again, like how many words? Three words to you.
And you're like,
you know what? I think
fucking
I love her.
Dumbstruck. Yeah. You're so in love.
I think I'm in love.
And also they fell in love in like days, it sort of felt like. Oh, also, like, gay longing looks. A lot of looks, ultimately. There's also like a power dynamic. Like, she's in charge. Sorry. Do we have a mask bottom in the house?
Mm-hmm. Plus, that whole opening scene where they're like, Buttercup lived on a farm and she's like riding up on her little horse and I'm like, OG cottagecore.
Such cottagecore. Right, no, it's
right.
So true. Horse yes. girl? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Horse girl.
I dated a horse girl and I feel like ultimately horse girls are gay.
Well, and
was
they don't
your
get
horse
into
girl
the dynamics.
Similar to Buttercup.
No, she was crazy, but
is Buttercup
but aren't
not a
all
crazy?
Horse girls crazy?
Is Buttercup not
Okay, but they don't get into the dynamics at all. But I also think it's funny that they have this whole thing where they're like this secret relationship with the farm boy. And I'm like, there's nobody else on this farm.
Yeah, it's just the two of them, right? That's so true. Wait, I never thought about that, but it's just them. It's like, why is it a secret?
It's just them.
Maybe it's a secret because they're closeted lesbians and they don't want to admit that to themselves. They're closeted to themselves. Not even, there's nobody around.
Yes. Look at Carrie Elwes. His little baby face, right, when he's in his little farm boy stage, and then he's like, I can't marry you yet, I have to go off and grow the world's tiniest ponytail. Like,
it's so true. And you know, sir, what also is gay? Becoming a pirate. Mm-hmm. Because listen, every fucking little twink in Bushwick is becoming a pirate. Like, their outfits, I'm sorry, but it's getting out of hand.
So are they just dressing like pirates, or have you been out in Bushwick and you're like, wait, these people are acting like pirates?
I mean, no, they're just dressing like pirates, but wouldn't that be so funny if, like, there was a movement of, like, gay pirates in Bushwick happening? Yes. And I was like, I'm here to report.
that pirates have taken over Bushwick. For some reason, like, I don't know how, is there water close to Bushwick?
No, but actually there's like randomly like a, not a barge, that's not the right word. What is, it's like an inland, like, I don't know. One time I went to a boat party in Bushwick and I was like, wait, what?
Where is this water coming from?
I was like on a boat and I was
They shipped it in, you know.
Also, I was on the boat and somebody was like, oh yeah, this boat is like sinking, but like really slowly. And like the owners of this boat are like having a bunch of parties because like the boat is ultimately gonna
This boat will be the Titanic.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoever's on the last party, like they're like Russian roulette with a sinking boat.
No, it was the craziest party I've ever been to. I went with this person I met in quarantine who ended up getting COVID and not telling anybody. It was like a disastrous friendship that imploded so hard. But they invited me to this random boat party. And I was like, I did not know that there was water in Bushwick. So that was a really long-winded way of me telling you that
there might be water in Bushwick.
Water in Bushwick.
Just in the same way that we found water on Mars, there is water
in water in Bushwick.
But either way, I agree, becoming a pirate. And then two, I will say, they're like long goodbye.
So and the good. Fact
that she's like, I'll wait for you.
Yay. It's and a long distance relationship. They're in an LDR.
Enter into a long distance relationship.
Gay culture.
That is the lesbian way that culture. This
lesbian Wesley, quote unquote, when she comes back, let's call Wesley.
Also, I thought you said earlier, you called Wesley Leslie, which is a perfect lesbian name for Wesley.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Leslie showing up in a high camp pirate costume cosplay with a tiny little ponytail being like, my true love as you wish is
but before Leslie Wesley like comes back and rescues Buttercup, she's also pissed at Buttercup for not waiting for her, which I also feel like is such a gay move.
Yes.
Where she's like, oh, so you got a fiance like 6 years after I left.
You didn't wait for me. Like,
your enduring loyalty, he spoke of. Yeah.
And she's like, I literally thought you were dead. So relax.
She's like, I don't give a She's like, you have to be alone. And for the, like, if I die, like, you, I will haunt you. Like, basically, that's like how gay their relationship is. Like, you, I'm dead and I don't care. Like, be alone till you die.
I mean, like,
that's insane.
It's gay canon.
It's like you, like the song by Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Yes.
Like, that's Wesley.
Wait, is that Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, You Ought to Know is Alanis.
Yeah. I was thinking of that song by the Four Non Blondes, What's Up?
What's Up? Yeah. Both very similar vibes. But when Alanis says, when you said you would love me until you died, but you're still alive, like, Wesley's like, I don't care that I died, but you're still alive, so you should still love me.
Yeah.
Like, yes, so true.
Intense.
Well, I also feel like Buttercup being like, excuse you, like, you died and I am clearly just becoming a beard for Prince Humpadick, and like, I don't see why that's such a problem here. Like,
I also do feel like like Wesley is pissed off that she hasn't waited, but Buttercup is also super gay because she's like, no, you don't even understand. I'm still in love with you.
Yeah.
Like she tries to move on.
She's like,
well, she doesn't even try
like,
to move
the
on.
The day you died, I died. And it's like, okay,
it's like, oh my God. Girly. You knew each other for 3 weeks.
She's so dramatic. It's also like being so dramatic about your ex
is gay culture.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how long does it take them to get back together? Right.
Oh,
like an hour.
Back together
an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely.
Well, I'm including the chase. So, like, I don't know.
But I also feel like once she finds out it's Wesley, like, she didn't know it was him. Once she finds out it was him, it's like 10 minutes and they get back together.
Which, looking back now that I know that he was literally just wearing a mask and I'm an adult and can see that, I'm like, how did you also not know that that was your.
Okay, wait. I will give one defense of this. It's been years in an era with no pictures.
Okay. Interesting.
So maybe like the but like, so if that was your true love, you don't think you'd remember
well,
what he
looked like?
Well,
she knew him for like 2 weeks, okay?
But she's still pining over him. So you don't think she dreams about him?
She's the love of her life. I'm like already making him again.
I'm like, where are we going?
Listen.
Wesley
listen. Maybe Leslie got a little prettier in her mind over time, and now she's forgotten. But yeah, I love how she's like, she's describing the eye color like to those eyes, and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's literally describing his eyes while staring into the only part that you can see are the eyes.
The mask is not covering enough of his face for me personally, for that to land. But you know what? I'm gonna let it slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a great film.
Exactly. So we have that gayness. They get back together, right?
Definitely.
I mean, then the rest of the film is like still, right? They are like, okay, we're in love again. And then they get separated. She agrees to a comp het relationship to save her lesbian lover.
It's so true.
She's so true.
I will marry this man that I do not love so that you can survive.
So you can live. Even though he's a fucking liar.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, the only thing that I will say about this movie is, like, I don't understand. Like, I do feel like Buttercup trusts Humperdinck too much. She's like, I don't love him, but, like, she thinks he's a decent
guy. She does think he's a decent guy. Can I say now, every time you say Humperdinck, all I'm thinking of is Humperdinck.
Yeah.
Because that's his name. Because that's what they named the character. This one's not on me. Okay. I take no responsibility for this.
They did that. Yeah. No, she is too trusting of him. I do feel like in general, her character is a little too like naive for me. I'm like, girly, grow up. Like, and I do think that was the writing. And I do think that is another failure of, you know, bringing it back to the fact that there's literally 10 men in this movie and 2 women. The writers probably weren't like super into like writing a well-rounded
I feel like the only reason that Buttercup is like even remotely you're like, wow, I love Buttercup is because it's Robin Wright.
Yeah.
Like, and otherwise I'd be like, this girl
needs to get a grip. I would have to agree with that. She's giving like lost girly. I don't know. She's just really not all there.
She cannot protect herself at all. Like, I do feel like if this movie was made today, she would have been more.
I agree.
She would have killed like 2 or 3 RUSs single-handedly in the fire swamp. Easily.
She wouldn't be so helpless in the fire swamp. Like, that is like,
that was a little much for me ultimately. But she did jump into the water.
Help, Leslie! Help! He's eating me! And she's just like sitting there. Yeah.
Or yeah, when the eels come, like she would have like punched them in the face. And, like, she saves herself.
Yeah.
But
Can we sidetrack to talk about how very phallic eels and how very terrified she is to be in water surrounded by them? She's not into it. That's
you're
all
right.
I'm saying.
It's not. It's the shape of the eel. It's not their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The eel is a metaphor for dick.
She's like, I don't want to marry Humperdinck. I don't want to swim with Humperdinck. I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, I will legitimately put a knife through my chest before I have to sleep with the man.
Before I have to sleep with the man. Yes, literally. Yeah.
Every chance she gets, she's like, I will end my life before I get into this marriage bed.
It's like, no, it's literally giving closeted lesbian. She's like, I cannot marry a man. It's like, yeah, because you're gay and your lover is gay.
And you're in love with a woman. Yeah.
And counterpoint to that, like, look at Humpadick, who is just like, every chance that I can have to have my fiance kidnapped, murdered, killed, like, whatever I got to do, I am not sleeping with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with 2 layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Woman, like, he's not gonna touch her with a 10-foot pole.
He also also is like, I will kill you.
I will kill you. Literally.
Yeah, he's a little sicker about it.
He literally doesn't even kiss her on their at their wedding.
No.
He's like, get it over with.
Because
he's like, he's trying to rush to her death. Like, right, because he hired Vizzini, right?
Literally.
So he also has done everything that he can. It's what?
At the gay bar.
At the gay bar. Literally, where did he find
those assassins?
Is that what we're saying the tavern is? It's a gay bar. That's where Inigo and Fezzik were. This makes so much sense.
It's all coming
together. It's around the corner from fucking Rugen's sex dungeon. This is all coming together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all coming together for me now.
We've cracked the code here is what we've done.
No, it's so true.
He gives me like, when we did a Should Have Been Gay on Frozen, he's like giving me like, what's the Prince Hans? Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that vibe, right? Where he's like,
he is kind of like, cute too. Like, can I say that? Humpadick? Cute. A little cutie. Like, he's kind of cute.
I think like all of them, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would pull at a gay bar. Like,
he's also,
they're very like classic gay looking.
Yeah. So true. You know?
I mean, like, also all that fabric. Boys. Like, so much fabric.
Mm hmm.
And he's a villain. And as we know, all villains are
gay. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he's not just a villain. He's a villain with a super gay sidekick who
has 6 fingers.
What is he doing
with that 6 finger?
I'm sorry. Wait. And most importantly, whose name is Tyrone? And where Prince Humperdinck has a line at one point that I have never clocked in this movie before, where he literally goes, Tyrone, you know how much I love going into the pit with you. And I'm just like,
no, that entire boys. Scene I was just about to talk about, because he's like, are you sure you don't want to watch me torture this man?
Yes.
It's a sex thing. Ultimately,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that is a legitimate sex dungeon.
No, yeah, he's when like, you said that was a sex dungeon, that sort of changed my life. Ultimately.
He's like, Tyrone, I love watching you like strap down some young men and like and
also,
you
like,
know,
shirtless, like when he is
shirtless
torturing
sorry, I was gonna make a sucking joke. It's I'm sorry.
Yes,
no, he's literally moaning. He's moaning.
He's Tyrone's just sucking off some guys in his dungeon, and I'd love to be there, Tyrone, but I have to go murder my wife. Listen, okay?
I have to go murder my wife.
He's like, I'm swamped.
I'm swamped with murdering my lesbian wife. My beard.
He's like, and also, where did he meet?
Can't, where did can't he meet watch Buttercup? You suck the life out of a guy, okay? I have to go kill my
there
wife.
There it is. There it is. There it is. You needed that.
Wait, I need to know now, because how did he meet Buttercup? Buttercup is a peasant.
A beard. He needed
Buttercup's
a beard.
At the gay club.
That's what I'm saying. Buttercup was at that same club.
Yeah.
Oh, it's oh, like a sure. It's like a multi-gender queer club.
Yes, it's the queer club in what is that? What the hell?
Listen,
is this
how
called?
Many how many gay taverns do you think Florin could realistically have? You know, I
you'd
mean,
be surprised.
Every what is the like the thieves village or whatever?
Oh yeah. The Brute Squad also? Like, the Brute Squad? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Brute Squad.
Brute Squad? That's a bunch of fucking dykes. Like, if I've ever seen them.
That is a drag king show.
Brute Squad? Are you
the
Brute, fucking kidding
me? The Brute
me?
Squad every Friday night at the woods.
At the pit.
Every Friday,
every Friday
night,
night at the pit. That's what it is.
At the pit.
For me, I love that you said Friday night at the woods because it's Wednesday at the woods.
I know.
Wait,
I was
where
trying
do you
to
guys
be like,
live?
I'm in Boston, but I go to New York relatively often.
Because I feel like Wednesday at the Woods has blown up on TikTok, and it's so funny to me. Like, people that I know will come visit, and they'll be like, we have to go to the woods. I'm like, how do you know about that? Wednesday at the Woods is really a vibe. Sorry, I got completely sidetracked.
Okay, Friday, Wednesday's at the Woods, Friday's at the pit. This is how we're doing
yes,
it.
Yes,
that's
yes,
how
yes.
we're doing
Friday,
it.
Friday, drag king show at the pit. And Buttercup was one of those drag kings. And then, I'm just going off the rails, but I don't care. Then Humperdinck was like, who is that drag king? I want to kill her. But also, I think she might marry me. So, like, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
It's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love
he's like,
this
he's like,
backstory.
Tyrone, honey, go get her number. Yeah.
I never knew that that character's name was Tyrone. And I don't know why. Is that really his name?
Yes, he calls him Tyrone. I wrote it in all caps in my notes when I was rewatching this because I was like, I've never clocked that either. And then literally he says that sentence. He's like, Tyrone, you know, I love going to the pit with you. And I was like, what is happening? I've never seen this movie before. I swear. Like,
the
what
pit would also be a great gay club name.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Plus, it's throwing, like, the fact that there's, like, oh, you have to walk in through a tree. You have to know the secret button on the tree to push is very, like, I'm thinking of the bar in A League of Their Own, right? Where it's, like, I want the albino there being, like, are you a friend of Dorothy? Like, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Are you a friend of the Dread Pirate Roberts?
Oh,
you
my
come
God.
In.
Yes. Also, yes. That's Dread so Pirate Roberts. Also, okay. Gay. Let's just talk about the fact that Dread Pirate Roberts is, like, not a specific person, but, like,
an idea of
an,
a person.
Yeah, like, an idea.
A persona.
A persona. Drag king,
yes.
If you will.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I literally
wait,
feel
wait,
like
wait.
They're, like,
sorry.
Passing the gay torch. They're, like,
okay, hold on. I have the perfect rewrite to make Wesley Leslie storyline make complete sense.
Okay,
okay,
here we go.
It's Leslie the whole time, right? Like, the farm boy persona is the drag, right? Like, she wanted to live as a man in a world before transitioning. So she's like, I'm the farm boy. I cut my hair. But then she's on a boat. She can't get her hair cut as much. And so she's getting the little ponytail back. And she's like, no one's going to believe I'm really a pirate. Better draw this tiny, stupid mustache on my face.
Yeah, the mustache
right?
is definitely
the mustache
not.
Is yeah. fake.
Yeah, yeah, and she's like, I know how nobody will ever question my male identity is I'm going to become the fucking Dread Pirate Roberts.
So true.
This
so,
all
it's
works.
Like a fucking Mulan story. Like, she's
yes.
undercover
yes.
as a man.
Yes.
Wesley is for sure
wow.
Mulan vibes.
Yes.
So true.
Yeah.
And
that then Buttercup.
Things.
Yeah, Buttercup thought that she fell in love with a man. But then when she realizes that it's a woman, she has this whole, like, thing she has to deal with. And that's
an internal struggle. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, I guess I'm going to just go marry this guy because I can't be with Wesley Leslie because I can't be with a woman. But I also can't let my lesbian lover die.
But then Wesley Leslie disappears and she gets really into drag culture and becomes a drag king and well, has also, really accepted that part of herself.
There's a point where she basically is like, she's like, okay, I will marry you. And then she's like, never mind, I can't. Right? And she's like, send the letters to Wesley. So I feel like we didn't see this on screen, but like if we really wanted to dive into like the coming out journey of Buttercup, those few days where she's without Wesley Leslie, she is like, okay, you know what? I don't even care. I need to send a letter and say, like, it's okay. I'll be gay with you.
Yeah. 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 I love it. I love it. Okay. Wait. We can't finish though without talking about Fezzik and Inigo because also they're in love and I will die on this hill.
They're so in love. It's not even funny. It's like the cutest
they're just writing fucking gay poetry together left and right. And like, when, what is going
on? When Fezzik finds Inigo in the like forest and he's like drunk, it's like, and he nurses him back to health.
I love that.
I mean, is that not the cutest fucking love story? I mean, that's ultimately the love story of the whole movie. And like I said at the beginning of this podcast, they ride off on horses together. That's gay.
Well, not only do they ride off on horses together, they conveniently only show Buttercup jumping out of the window at the end. And she's like, here's my delicate little leap out the window for like Fezzik to catch her. But what they leave out is that that also means Inigo and Wesley Leslie must have jumped out the window the same way. And I'm like, why don't you want to show us Fezzik catching Inigo?
Gay love. Like
Bride Carrie style, catching him, riding off on their little horses together. Like, roll the clip. We all know what happened here, okay?
We all know. It's the director's cut. It's the long version. It's in there. We know it exists. Give it to us.
I have to give my wife credit because we're watching that scene at the end when he looks down, right? Like Inigo's up in the tower with Buttercup and Wesley, and he looks down with Fezzik's there with the horses, and he's like, Fezzik, you did something right. And she was like the look of pure love in his eyes. Like, I'm pretty sure that's his like as you wish moment. It's like he's saying you did something right, but what he meant was I love
as you wish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's all coded. Plus, Inigo's just gay. Like, I'm sorry, but Inigo's whole thing when he's like, oh, I just can't wait for this like buff man to climb up this mountain to come fight me and whatever. And then he's like, when he's explaining to Vizzini, when he's like, oh, I'm gonna do him left-handed, like it's the only way I can be satisfied. And I was like, what? I'm sorry.
Okay, what?
That whole scene with them fighting, I feel like also is very much like a gay recognizing another gay.
Oh yeah,
totally. Right,
where he's like, I respect you. He's like, you know what, I wanted to kill you, but like now I don't want to kill you.
Well, and they're like having a whole heart to heart first, you know?
It's that Spider-Man meme where they're like pointing at each other. It's that.
Yes.
They're like, they're like, you're gay? And he's like, you're gay?
You're gay?
They're like, we're gay?
And because how perfect does that make the whole thing where he's like, there's something that I know that you don't know. And he's like, I'm not even
left-handed, like, and he's like, left-handed. I'm not left-handed either.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm not even like actually straight. And he's like, oh my god, bitch, me neither. Like, yeah, that is
That is actually so good.
Also, Inigo Montoya holds a grudge the whole movie, and holding a grudge is gay.
So gay.
It's like, let it go, girly. Let it go. Like, it's been 20 years. The grudge is too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, the six-finger man, how old is he? Is he a daddy? Like, because
Sorry, you mean Tyrone?
Tyrone.
Dungeon Tyrone daddy Tyrone.
Dungeon daddy Tyrone.
Listen,
if it's been
20
years, let's say he was even, like, let's see, he was 20 even when he's at least 40.
40's daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely like looks like
Dungeon Daddy.
He's got a little like gray. He's like,
he's got like a streak. He's like, that's like a very gray. Gay thing too. I feel like he's like, so let me keep like the one streak.
Totally.
Like he actually dyes the rest of his hair, but like keeps a streak.
Yeah. He wants to be a silver fox. Who doesn't? I mean, come on.
He doesn't want to be. He succeeds at it.
Yeah. He just is. Yeah. Okay, wait. I have one slight aside comment to make, which is while we're talking about Dungeon Daddy Tyrone and sex nights at the you know, pain dungeon, whatever. I feel like I also just need to rewrite for us the scene where our gay boyfriends Fezzik and Inigo bring Wesley to Miracle Max, and Miracle Max is like, get the bellows, because I'm gonna rewrite that scene as three dudes blow a guy. And I feel like we could just make this whole movie like that.
That's the whole movie, to be honest with you.
That's the IMDb synopsis.
Can I also say that
three dudes, one of whom is Billy Crystal, blow a guy? Okay.
Can I also just say that Miracle Max and his wife are kind of a lesbian couple also? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
That whole vibe is... And also, it's played by Carol Kane. Okay, I was looking her up and I was like, wait a minute, is she a lesbian? And I was like, Carol Kane, husband. And there was like rumors that she was married to Woody Harrelson, but it's not confirmed. And I was like sort of about to go down a deep dive on that, but I didn't have time. But anyway, I don't know. Woody Harrelson,
she was in Kimmy Schmidt. That's where I think most people these days would know her from.
Anyway, there's nothing on the internet about her sexuality, so for that I'll say she's gay.
what was the other movie we did with Carol Kane? It was one of the Lindsay Lohan ones. Ellie, do you remember?
Oh, she's the drama teacher in Confessions of a Teenage Drama
Queen.
Is she?
In Teenage Drama Queen. Oh my God. That's what it is.
She's so good. For me, it's like if I Google someone and I'm like, blah, 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 husband, and nothing comes up, I'm like, they're gay. And it's like not even, there's no merit to it whatsoever, but I'm like, you're gay.
I think it's fine. I think it's right.
Yes. We will take that as an accurate answer for everything. You're gay.
You're gay.
Yes. You're good. I agree, though. They are definitely a lesbian couple. Like, woman is nagging. And same thing about revenge, right? Like, the only reason that Magic Max is like, oh, I'll do it, is to get revenge on his boss.
Yeah, exactly. So he's true.
He's holding a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
Gays hold grudges. I'm making that a stereotype. It's not even a stereotype.
Honestly, we say that and like most should have been gays. We're like, hold a grudge.
Pettiness.
Wants revenge. Yeah, it's the pettiness of it.
It's the pettiness.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So true. Yeah. Okay, should we also talk about Boo?
Boo! Queen of garbage.
Queen of garbage. Phil. Boo! Yeah. She's gay.
Yes.
First of all, she is crazy. and crazy equals gay.
Gay. Crazy equals gay. Sane equals gay. It doesn't matter where you are.
No matter where you are, who you are, you're gay.
You're gay. I mean, that's sort of the point of this entire podcast. So, yes.
I love that.
But I do feel like I said at the beginning, fairy gay mother.
Yes.
Because this is a dream.
It's a dream.
Like, this woman, we never see her any other time except in this, like, fantasy that Robin Wright has, right? / Buttercup. And after that fantasy, she's like, this is her moment where she's like, I love Wesley.
It's her come to Jesus moment where somebody's like, you're gay and you need to fucking deal with this.
Yeah, it's her fairy gay mother shouting down her internalized comp het. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I see that. And I feel like she is like, you're a piece of garbage because you're trying to be with this man instead of the lesbian that you love.
She's like, garbage straight person.
You're garbage. Because you want to hump a dick.
Putrescent heterosexual.
You want to hump a dick and that's gross.
Disgusting.
I love it.
And that ultimately, is straight so people are garbage. And we have to say that because no one else will.
We're the brave ones here. No, but I do feel like that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, she's this old lesbian who's like, disgusting.
You're gross.
How dare you? How dare you even consider marrying a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she also would be at the pit. Let's be real. She runs the pit. She is the owner of the pit.
The bouncer of the pit.
I love it.
I feel like an owner of a lesbian bar is always an old lesbian. Like, no, like, not to
yes.
be.
No, but, like, always.
This woman is the owner of the
totally.
Lesbian bar.
And her
lives she lives above it.
So true.
In the tree.
In the tree. That sounds right.
And
yeah.
Then she comes
in a tree house.
Yeah.
Know, that she built because she's a fucking lesbian.
Yeah.
And she just haunts closeted lesbian dreams.
I love it.
Yeah. I have one final point because I added to my IMDb synopsis this grandpa was the real gay agenda line, and it's really important to me for one reason, which is that we haven't talked at all about the baby Fred Savage part of the movie.
It's true,
but I feel like that part of the movie is the hashtag representation matters aspect of Princess Bride to me, right? Because they have this whole thing, especially with our new Wesley Leslie storyline, because they have this whole thing where little baby Fred Savage is like, ooh, kissing, skip the kissing parts, and then until he hears the whole story, and then you get to the end and he's like, well, I actually, maybe it's okay. It's okay this time, Grandpa. Like, I want to hear about the kissing. And I just feel like this is the whole thing. It's like, yeah, straight people don't want to see gays kissing until they're like invested in our storylines and our lives and like us as people. And then they're like, oh my God, actually, yeah, maybe I do care about the kissing. Like, I want the resolution to the story. Like, give me Buttercup and Leslie, Grandpa. That's what he's going for.
Wow, you just did a whole research thesis paper on this right now.
Listen, this is our 98th like, should have been gay, okay? Like we've done
that
these.
Was accurate. I was like, whoa.
That like changed my life almost. Like
you were like, I gotta get this one last thing in, and yeah. It's really important.
And it's really deep.
And it's very, very intense. And I'm like, wait, actually, yeah.
I'm just saying, I think there's something to be said for like how he changes his mind. I think it's relevant. That's all.
No, it was, I'm not making fun of you. I think it's an incredible like read of the situation. I'm impressed.
Also, as you're talking about that, it's just going through my mind. He also is like, so we have to kill Humperdinck. Like, like this little boy is like, fuck Compet.
Yeah.
So
oh my
true.
God.
Yeah.
And Grandpa was like, yes. You got the message.
Exactly. Grandpa
also
knew what's going on.
All right, do we, the as you wish from the grandpa at the end, is Grandpa Wesley Leslie? Like, is that what they're trying to say to us?
Are you asking,
are you
like,
asking
for
in
real?
The movie, for real, for real?
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. Like, I was watching it today and I was like, are they trying to say that this is Wesley Leslie?
No, it's really a book.
Yeah, but he winks or something. Like, I'm like, are they trying to? Like, he's like,
I love that
wish.
That was your like, read of the movie. I love that. I don't think that's what it's doing, but I love that.
It's the twist. No one
saw
coming.
You go outside their house and it's actually a castle.
You're like, was this 1980s grandpa secretly a swashbuckling pirate on the high seas?
I don't know.
He could be.
Or no. Or was his father Wesley Leslie? I don't know. Like, it felt like there was a thing there, but that's probably me reading too much into it.
No, it's so cute that you think that. You're wrong. No,
I'm just you're kidding. An idiot.
I'm just kidding.
I love
stupid.
It.
Oh my God, it's okay though. Okay,
no,
so
I mean, I think it's a fairy tale, if I'm being honest with you. I think it's a book.
What led well, you to but, believe? I don't know. It seems
but
very
it's also
realistic.
Because I do think this is such a great way to write your book into a screenplay, right? Like, it's such a genius way to do that, to like make your book a book in the movie of it.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, is that the origin of this?
Yeah, because
yeah,
this was
he
a book
wrote
that was
the book,
into
The Princess Bride,
yeah.
And then they turned The Princess Bride into this movie, but the book is just the book.
Okay, I actually didn't know that, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Right?
It is
Isn't
brilliant.
It, like,
no, it is brilliant. It's
because
really smart.
It's such a good, like, I don't know why it works so well for me in this movie.
It does
like
work
how
really
they
well.
Framed the story yeah. out in the context of this, like just reading this. You know, book to little baby Fred Savage, but like
no, there's so many good moments when they like cut back to it, like the eels
yes.
moment, and he's like, "Is it too scary for you?" And it's like, I don't know, it's so cute, it's fun.
Well, and I also think like because the production quality, especially for like a 1987 movie, like was you know
yeah.
Not- super high. Like, I feel like it makes it work so much better. And I think it's why the movie still works so well 35 years later, even though all of the effects are so bad, you know, and it's like all of the monsters and the stuff, like nothing in it is like very well done. But I feel like it works so well when you make the movie part of the movie be a story that's being read anyways, because then you can kind of create this thing for yourself of like, well, it's okay. It's just a story being read. And so right. It's like you can, I feel like if you had just made the story of the book, The Princess Bride, into the movie exactly as it is in this movie, you'd watch it now and be like, wow, this is super dated and bad, in a way that you absolutely do not when he's just reading him the book.
Yeah, it kind of makes the whole movie camp.
Yeah, in a way. Exactly.
And camp is gay.
And camp is gay. So done.
In conclusion, we've done it.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We have all to right. do. Can we yes, do ships
let's do our
before?
Ships.
Yeah.
And then so who we'll wrap it up?
Who are we shipping? Who's your top ship of the movie, Kendall?
Okay, this is my top ship of the movie, and this is going to come out of left field for you guys. My ship of the movie is Buttercup and Miracle Max's wife, because they're the only two women in the movie.
Wow.
And I made their
ship name. Leslie Erasure.
No, it's so true. Now that I know, I'm like, you know, obviously, but before I knew Leslie was Wesley was Leslie, you know.
Does she even have a name? Does the wife have a name?
No, she does, but I don't think it's ever said in the movie, but I was like looking it up and apparently her name's Valerie, but I made the, which is so
random. They for sure never say
that.
Yeah.
So random. And honestly, Valerie is the real queen of this movie. Like, she's the best. And she's like, humpeting, 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 humpeting.
So wait, so what's their ship name? Buttercup and Valerie.
Their ship name is Miracle Whip, which I thought was butter, but it turns out it's mayo, so it doesn't really work. But
honestly, it's perfect either way.
Nice.
Incredible. Mine is gonna be Humperdinck and Tyrone.
Okay, obviously. Yeah,
fair.
Because like they're just already together. Like they're definitely together. I don't know what their ship name is. Like it has to be
Tyrone.
Tight hole.
Title. Incredible. But they are definitely together. That's all.
Okay, I'm going to say then my top ship is my boys, Fezzik and Inigo, because
it's gotta be.
I just love them. They're so supportive. Supportive.
So what about Buttercup and Leslie?
We'll get to them. I want to do Inigo and Fezzik, and I don't know what their ship name is.
Fezzigo.
Fezzigo, yeah.
Fezzigo. Yeah. The Peanut Boys. I don't know.
Buttercup and Leslie is for sure Lezercup.
Lezercup. Which is Les Hang Out.
Yes.
So true.
Support the pod.
This show brought to you by Leslie.
Okay, can we say definitively The Princess Bride?
Should have been gay. Oh, yeah. All right. You ready for our Q&A? We're going to ask you some yes or no or multiple choice questions. You ready?
I love that. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Q and gay.
Question number one. Which Dread Pirate Roberts has the scariest name? A, Ryan. B, Wesley. Or C, Cummerbund.
It's got to be C.
Cummerbund.
Cummerbund?
Also, how do we not talk about Cummerbund?
That's gay. Yeah.
That's so literally good. A gay in a polo. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question two, Kendall. What is the gayest thing Wesley Leslie says in the movie? Out of A, as you wish, B, there's a shortage of perfect boobs in the world, C, rest well and dream of large women, or D, death cannot stop true love?
It's gotta be rest well and dream of large women. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Amazing.
That boob line really got me, though.
The boobs is really good, too.
There's a shortage of perfect boobs in this world. And what does he say? And then he's like,
It would be a shame
to lose yours or something.
Yeah, where, like, something like that.
She's about, oh my God, insane.
No, it's hot, honestly. It's like, hot.
The first thing you say to her is, hey, I really like your boobs.
Nice rack. Yeah, I missed you.
Nice rack. I'm alive. Nice rack. I'm back. Ooh, yes, we rhymed. All right. Question number three.
Who is the gayest of them all? A, Buttercup. B, Wesley. C, Humperdinck. Or D, Tyrone?
It's got to be Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
Oh, God, him in his little frilly wedding outfit. I just cannot.
His frilly wedding outfit. Also, he was like clomping around the castle. Like, he's clomping. Like, yeah. I feel like he's got little tap shoes on. Also, when he runs away, that moment, I forgot about that until just now. When he's like, they're fighting. He's fighting Inigo and he like runs away. Oh, no,
that's Tyrone.
That's Tyrone.
That's Tyrone.
But that also is a gay moment.
So that's gay. They're both very gay. They're made for each other.
There's another moment with Humperdinck where he's talking to that guy who's like next to his chair and he's like, I need you to clear the thieves thing. And like the guy puts his hand on his armchair.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, like stares.
Oh,
at
yeah, that guy. He's the one that like runs the brute
ginger
squad.
Ginger man.
Yeah,
yeah. The head of the brute squad. Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, he's like in love, but it's okay. All right.
Okay. Next question one, four. This is possibly going to be an impossible question, and you can do a write-in if you need to.
Okay.
What is your favorite The Princess Bride line? Out of A, have fun storming the castle. B, marriage. C, queen of putrescence. Or D, I do not think it means what you think it means.
I forgot about that. Oh my God. I forgot about Vicini. And what does he keep saying?
Inconceivable. Yeah, I feel like we forgot the gayest thing about Vicini, which is that he has his own catchphrase, like gay.
Inconceivable. I do not think that word means what you think it means. I mean, it's gotta be marriage is what brings us together today.
Love.
I don't know why, but that fucking line gets me every time.
It's incredible.
So good. All right, that is what they'll say at my gay wedding. Okay.
Are you gonna try to hire that specific?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that actor.
I'm gonna find him, and
that would be actually epic.
That would be so sick.
Everyone's like, wait, they look so familiar. Eat it. All right, question number five. Here's our last one. Mm-hmm. What would you rather be? A, a prince. B, a pirate. C, a farm boy. Or D, a dungeon assistant?
It's gotta be a pirate. Are you kidding me? It goes back to all these fucking queers in Bushwick dressing like pirates. I'm like, so many chains. I feel like, do pirates wear chains? I don't know. I feel like they would.
Yes. Boots.
Also, I dressed up as a pirate as a kid for Halloween one year. And I feel like ultimately, like looking back on that picture, like that was like the gayest, little dykiest little girl you've ever seen.
a pirate or as the Dread Pirate Roberts?
I wasn't the Dread Pirate Roberts, but it was giving Dread Pirate Roberts for sure. No, I would be a pirate.
Lee, what was your gayest Halloween costume?
Oh God, that's gonna be such a hard thing to answer.
Gayest Halloween costume when you were not out, like when you were a child?
I feel like the first thing coming to mind is my mom made me a whole outfit to dress as Abu, as the monkey in Aladdin when I was little, with like the little fez hat and everything.
Yeah, that's...
Or maybe it was an Aladdin costume. That would be even gayer. Did I have a vest?
A vest is
gay.
You
were in a little vest, that's it.
A vest
I feel
is gay.
I feel like it might have been Aladdin.
I think the
now.
Monkey has a vest.
Yeah,
doesn't
the monkey
wear
a
vest?
Well. They both have vests.
They both have vests. So now I can't remember who I was supposed to be then. Either way, feels gay. I don't know.
Very gay.
Definitely gay.
One year for Halloween, I was Jessie from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, gay.
So gay.
And very that gay. Girl is gay.
Cowboy. Cowboys are gay. Pirates
Cowboys,
are gay.
Pirates, monkeys.
Why do you think gay. The pirates go off with a bunch of men on the sea? It's giving gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are the
gay.
Women? Where are they?
They're in drag. If there is a woman on a pirate ship,
they're
at
the pit, okay?
Yes.
Like,
amazing. Kendall, thank you so much for hanging out with us for
of
this
course.
Chaos trip. I knew it would be because it's The Princess Bride.
I love it.
Where can our listeners find you on social media?
All my handles are at KendallXPayne. You can find me there pretty much everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, Venmo, I don't know, everything.
If you want to just send Kendall some tips.
Or just be my friend on Venmo. Like, if you want to see who I'm sending money to, it's all yours. Like, I'm an open book, to be honest.
And when's your next show?
My next show is, I think it's the first Saturday in February. But you can follow also at Slumber Party NYC on Instagram, and that will definitely have our next show, and it's super fun. We're at Union Hall in Brooklyn, and yeah, it's a gay ass show and a lot of fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was so nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me.
You too, what a blast.
I feel like we went on a journey, and I'm here
we rode off into the sunset in four and three white horses for us.
Three white amazing. horses. So true.
Let me hear you say hip 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 we're gay.
We love hearing from you and building community, so we want to shout out some of our favorite things each episode. And we'd like to shout out Jamie, who reached out to us on Instagram to say thank you for making such wonderfully gay content. I love you guys. Great, great message. We love you too, Jamie.
We love you too, Jamie. We also want to shout out, so some of you may have known in our episode last week, we talked to Jill O'Sullivan, who is one of the community directors on the app Her. And somebody, we just wanted to shout out somebody who reached out on our Twitter and responded to say that she had met her soon-to-be wife on her social app, and I know on the post it says less than a week, so that must mean now or just recently that you got married. So we just want to say congratulations, happy wedding, best wishes, wish you all the best, lifetime of happiness. So happy for you, love it.
You know what's hilarious too, when I read that, the gay in me was like, she's like, met my future wife less than a week. I was like, wait, so you just met a week ago?
And you're getting married. I love that. So, oh, sorry. And it's Jacoba. I don't know how to pronounce it, but we're very happy for you.
Your interpretation's probably more accurate. Yes, we're very happy for you.
I mean, we could both be right. You never know.
You never know. As always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Sarah and Julia,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
A.D. Benitez,
Fiona W.,
and Sophia Phillips.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Hendley,
Andrea Doucette,
and Julia Gonzalez. Thank you all so much. We could not continue making this podcast without the help of all of our patrons. You're all just wonderful. We love you all.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or you can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes as soon as they go up every week.
We're also posting videos to our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
Les Hangout is an independently produced show. It's hosted by us. Our audio production is done by Ellie. Our production assistant is Krista Murison, and Twitter shenanigans and various other graphics and stuff are done by me.
If you want to support the podcast, the easiest way to do that is to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We love hearing what you have to say.
If you want to support us on our Patreon, you get access to ad-free episodes, Les Essentials watch parties, bonus Patreon episodes, our Discord chat, so many other cool things. You can find that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, you can get that at bit.ly/lesshop. We have all kinds of gay apparel for you to put all over your body, so do it.
Remember, we also have a queer production company. We are making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings. You can find that everywhere at Dollar Bean Prod.
Or at our website, dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can check out all the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals, you can join our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at LSHFist. At LSH Foster.
You almost said Fister. At LSH Fister. Sorry.
Solving all your fisting needs.
If you ever wanted to know something new about Lee, here we go. And you can find me individually at Ellie Brigida on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon. Let's hang out.